Disturbing claims have emerged over the circumstances of an asylum seeker's death at Sydney's Villawood Detention Centre. PM understands the 26-year-old Afghan man, Ahmad Ali Jafari, died of a heart attack. Fellow detainees say the guards were slow to come to his aid and took more than an hour to call an ambulance. Refugee advocates say Mr. Jafari was only in detention because of a bureaucratic mistake. Lexi Metherall reports.
Overnight, Ahmad Ali Jafari became the 14th person to die in Australia's immigration detention system in the last 5 years. PM understands he had a heart attack. He was 26 and reportedly widely respected by his fellow detainees.
He was the greatest guy I ever met. I just met him in detention about 8 months ago.
Ali Madadrazayi was one of Ahmed Jafari's friends. He says Mr. Jafari's roommate raised the alarm last night after Mr. Jafari returned from the gym and complained of pains in his chest.
He went to call the officers. Come on, guys, this guy's in so much pain. Come on, do something for him. And they just said to him, like, I think you guys are joking, yeah? And they just took like more than five minutes, he's saying. More than 5 minutes after that, when the officers came look at him and they called the supervisor. Supervisor came, then they make sure after that they called the nurses. He started from 6. His pain started from 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. and half 7 when he get to ambulance.
Villawood detainees found out Mr. Jafari had died in hospital when police arrived at the detention centre around 9 o'clock last night. Police determined there were no suspicious circumstances and are now preparing a report for the coroner. Mr. Madadrazayi and refugee advocates who knew Mr. Jafari say he'd appeared fit and healthy, though anguished about his position in detention. But according to Mr. Madadrazayi, he'd had problems sleeping and took heavy doses of sleeping tablets.
He was in the gym for 15-20 minutes, yeah. Every day he was doing gym like 15-20 minutes. To get a bit tired, to go to bed, get sleep, because he couldn't get sleep and he was just using sleeping tablets, like, all the time.
How are people feeling in Villawood now?
It's just hard to explain that there's too many people just crying.
Refugee advocates argue Ahmed Jafari, a member of Afghanistan's Hazara minority, shouldn't have even been in detention. They say he spent periods of his life fleeing danger. His mother took him and his siblings from Afghanistan to Quetta in Pakistan when he was 10 after his father was suspected to have been killed by the Taliban. He later sought asylum in the UK, but was deported back to Afghanistan in 2009, apparently because his grounds for protection were deemed to be insufficient. Then he fled to Australia, saying he'd been beaten by the Taliban, and arrived on Christmas Island in 2010. His claim for asylum was rejected and he appealed the decision. He spent most of the last 3 years in detention, but according to refugee advocates, last year in February, the Immigration Department allowed Mr. Jafari to live in the community. 7 months later, though, he was detained again in Villawood. Advocates say that was based on a bureaucratic mistake. Ian Rintoul is a spokesman for the Refugee Action Coalition.
He was brought back into detention in September 2012, supposedly because of a conviction for some offence in Britain, but that turned out to be false, and he got a police clearance in May this year, but immigration had certainly hadn't acted on that clearance.
PM asked the Immigration Department to respond to the claims about Mr. Jafari's death and detention, but it declined.
Lexi Metherall reporting.